Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go, Scott Spears with you on this Getaway Friday, April 24th, 2020. 2020, 15 minutes past the hour. Don't forget, tonight, Bales and I, Friday Night Live, 8 to 10 p.m. But I'll be on through 1 o'clock today, sitting in for Charlie Evers and doing the Exchange Club this afternoon, which we'll have a lot of fun with. And I thank the caller. I did touch base with him during the break, and I thank him for his kindness. So we'll stick with that. Now, what else did I want to talk about here this morning? And we do have trivia coming and a whole lot of other fun stuff that I want to get into here. So stay tuned for that. Now, last night I did something that I've done this before, but never really done it well. And it's called Facebook Live. Now, I don't know how many of you have done or pay attention to this Facebook Live, but a lot of people have been doing it through this pandemic. And essentially, you just need a really good microphone and you need a camera. You know, here's the number one problem, and I don't critique anybody's videos or audio because heavens knows I've had my problems with them. But I'll tell you this, that that is the one thing that no matter how interesting your videos are, the one thing that will drive me nuts is just a few things that can usually be easily fixed. And I'm not saying go spend $1 million for equipment at all. But if the sound is poor or it sounds like you're talking in an echo because you're not close to the mic or you're not using a mic, that'll drive you a little nuts. And also, if the camera is constantly moving, which a lot of people don't put it on a tripod. But I understand, everybody's an amateur with that. I'm an amateur with that. I'm not a cinematographer. But I don't know why those two things drive me nuts. And last night, I was having all those problems. My camera was going up and down. Now, I think my miking was okay last night because I was using a microphone that was pretty good. So I think my miking was okay, but I was having all kinds of camera trouble. So, Facebook Live is where you get on Facebook and you do a program live and people can communicate with you. And I had a pretty good audience last night because I really didn't advertise I was going to do it. And got a lot of questions answered on Facebook Live. So this might be a new type of thing that also I might be dabbling in. And I think it might be fun to do it with a co-host, because here's one of the things I learned about the Facebook Live last night, is that it's difficult, unlike radio, to sit there and just be in the picture yourself and answer questions, because you're kind of running the whole thing yourself, and there's nobody else there to bounce things off of. You know, here I bounce things off of the internet or I bounce things off of the listeners, but the Facebook Live's a little different. Even though we got into a lot of questions being asked, and I thought a lot of them were really good questions that people were asking me last night, and that helped, I think I would do that with a co-host next time I did it, and I think that would be a pretty good, pretty successful thing, because there's something about video that's different. You know, when you slap somebody in the arm on the video, or you make fun of somebody on video, or you talk about, you can talk about visual things on camera. So Facebook Live will be coming around. But my problem last night was the camera. So here's my new thing with Facebook Live. I don't like the camera that I have. It works okay, but I think it's an older camera, because I have not used it for a long time. So I need to update this camera. So this might be another project that I'll be involved in very soon, updating the camera on Facebook Live so I can do this more often. Is there anybody out there in the listening audience last night who watched that Facebook Live presentation who liked it or didn't like it? If you didn't, let me know. Or if you did, let me know. Or tell me how it looked or sounded, because I don't know. I didn't go back and watch it. There was nothing really for me to go back and watch. But I thought it went very well, and I thought the audience was good, and I thought, wow, if we actually promote that I'm doing this, I'm sure the audience would be bigger. So let me know, 740-383-9944, which is always a lot of fun. Now, here's the lottery and burrito thing. Yesterday, I don't know what was... You would talk about an odd day. Yesterday, I ran into somebody who... a friend of mine, and I don't know how we got on the subject of burritos, because burritos are not something I typically eat, to be honest with you. I'm not somebody who goes to Taco Bell. I really don't spend a lot of time at the Mexican restaurants when they're opened. I mean, it's not that I dislike the food. I don't dislike the food. I'm just not a big burrito person. Well, this person said they were hungry for a burrito and wanted to get a burrito, and they said, well, I'll get you a burrito. Okay, and I think it was a chicken and cheese burrito. So they get me this chicken and cheese burrito, and as they get me this chicken and cheese burrito, they hand me a lottery ticket. Now, like a scratch-off. Now, I also, that's something I don't buy, and here comes the sneeze. That sneeze was pent up in me for an hour, and it finally came out. There was the sneeze. Okay, I feel much better now. They also, not only did they hand me the chicken and cheese burrito, but they handed me the lottery ticket, the scratch-off lottery ticket, which is also something I never buy. I never buy lottery tickets. And so that was my giftage yesterday, which I appreciate. I got a scratch-off lottery ticket and a burrito. And the only thing I have to say about this is the weirdest combination of gifts to get in the course of one day. Or just, people are nice. Things people will buy for you. You know, it's not about, and I've always said, it's not about the cost of the gift. It's about the thought in the gift. And I don't know how much thought went into a burrito and a lottery ticket, but I will tell you that they were two things I don't normally do or have. Now, sadly, I have not eaten the burrito, and I don't know if I will, because it's not that I don't like burritos. It's just not something I normally eat. And the lottery ticket is sitting on the counter at home, and I still haven't scratched it. And I know that's like sacrilege for a lot of people. They would scratch that thing as soon as they got it. But I still have the lottery ticket unscratched, sitting at home, and maybe I will get to it today. Maybe that will be something I will finally get to. Okay. Let's see where we are here. Do any of you like lottery tickets, by the way? I don't... Apparently not. 740-383-9944. That's 740-389-9944. Boy, how do I forget that number? 740-389. Why can't I say this number? What is going on this morning? 740-383-9944. There you go. Anyway. Oh, what else to talk about? Do you like the scratch-off lottery ticket? 740-383-9944. That's where I was going. I'm typing is what's happening. That's what's going on. See how bad it is when I try to type? I cannot multitask this morning. This is not Multitask Friday, I guess. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm having some kind of brain issue right now. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. What's got you so flustered this morning?
I know. Get me out of this. I'm having a... Well, here's what happened. Now, see, I'll give you a behind-the-scenes here. I don't know if most radio hosts would do this, but I'll tell you what just happened. I was going through this list of things I wanted to talk about, and I'm talking about lottery tickets and burritos. And in the meantime, I got a message from somebody who I had not heard from in a few days. And I was kind of worried about this person, because I had not heard from him. and they were sending me a message telling me why I had not heard from them. And so I wanted to read the message because I had not heard from them, which is not a good idea to do on live radio. So I'm trying to multitask because I think, well, I can remember the phone number. So I look over there and I'm reading the message, and it ended up being a really good message, positive. But it obviously just turned me into somebody who apparently sounded like they had just lost their mind.
Well, that's a good thing that it was positive then. As far as scratch-off tickets, yeah, I do. I try to scratch off at least $1 ticket every time I go to the store. And 90% of the time I don't win, but you know, there's always that thought, man, this is going to be my lucky day.
Well, isn't, you know, but it's funny, I don't know why, because obviously I've been able to buy lottery tickets for a long time now, and I know people who put lottery tickets in stockings at Christmas, but I pass by those machines, I never buy any, and like yesterday, when this person gave me a lottery ticket, I put it in my pocket, I never scratched it, my impulse was not to scratch it, and when I got home, I laid it on the counter when I was cleaning out my pockets, and this morning, when I was getting ready to come here, it's still laying there, I still haven't scratched it. I could have $10 million on my counter at home.
You sure could. I mean, you're just not used to doing that stuff, and Susie, you just put that, you know, in the back of your mind there, and you don't realize you have it until you actually pull it out and say, wow, okay. And then,
yeah, and I'm going to have to. Maybe I'll scratch it later on today, because I think I'll have a little bit of time this afternoon, a little bit of free time this afternoon before I get on the trek to come back here tonight to do the show and apparently stop off at the department store. So, you know, I'll have a little bit of time, but maybe I'll scratch the lottery ticket then, and I'll be able to report back tonight from 8 to 10 during the Friday Night Live show with Bales on if I won or not.
Well, if you don't report back tonight, we know you hit something real big.
That's right. If I don't show up tonight,
retire. Yeah.
If I don't show up tonight, you know I went into the broadcast retirement community, and I'm sipping coconut drinks on some beach somewhere.
Hey, there you go. You got to keep that positive attitude no matter what you do.
That's exactly right. You've got to stay positive. We're all getting a little tense right now, I think, because of what we're going through. But, you know, I found that being around people and laughing and having a good time is still very important. I don't do it in big groups, but do it with small groups. It's one of those things where you think, oh, I don't know if I want to do that. That's going to take time. But once you do it, you're so glad you did because it picks you up.
Hey, you have to make time. It's not a matter of not having enough time. It's, you know, you just have to make a little time to, you know, do what's right for you and for your health and, you know, for your mental state, you know.
That's right. You got to keep that mental state.
Huh?
I say you have to keep that mental state.
Oh, absolutely. There, you know, if we didn't do it, we'd all be crazy.
And heavens knows, people like me, I'm on the edge every day.
Oh, you're doing fine. You're like I said, you're one of the best ones I've ever heard.
Well, I appreciate it. I don't know about that, but I certainly appreciate the words.
All right, you have a good one now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, they'll never put me in the Broadcast Hall of Fame screwing up like that. I can't even read a message and give the same phone number at the same time. Give the phone number at the same time. But it is true. I will tell you this. Now, I don't want to get philosophical with you. And by the way, you can call in anytime. We'll take the call. I love the calls. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Here is the deal. And I have learned this. I think this pandemic taught me this in a little bit of a backdoor kind of way. People can get very depressed, and people can get very run down, and people can get very scared and worried and apprehensive, and something bad will happen, and it will make it 10 times worse than it normally would be because people can't go out to the restaurants, and they can't go to certain stores, and there's just a lot of junk going on right now. And what I have found is that Doing the unexpected will help your mental state. There's just something about it. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the serotonin rush that you get in your brain when you laugh or when you do something unexpected. And a lot of things that are unexpected will make you laugh a lot of the times. It's just the way it is. And I think sometimes we are very, what I want to say, we're very nose up in the air about doing certain things that are just stupid and silly, but yet fun. Let's go to the phone. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Talking about unexpected birthday gifts. I got one about 5 years ago at work. I hate birthdays. I'm always off work on my birthday because I don't like the fuss. And when I went back to work, there was a little card on my desk. Now, I don't like the color yellow. I just don't like it. It's not in my house. It's not in my wardrobe. I will tease my coworkers if they come in with an ugly yellow color shirt and tell them you're not allowed to ever wear that shirt again. It doesn't look good on you. Just for fun. So I come back to work. I go to my desk. There's this card. I open it up. Everyone in the office has signed my birthday card in a yellow highlighter. I, to this day, still have that card in my desk drawer. It just makes me smile to look at it.
Well, isn't that the thing, though? Isn't that exactly what it's all about? I really think when people become adults, all of a sudden, we get very serious, and we get very by the book, and we get very... We easily turn our nose up at silly things, and we take everything so seriously.
Yes.
And when the truth is that sometimes it's those unexpected, goofy, silly things that change people's whole days. They change people's whole attitudes. They change the world in a way. That's really what it's all about. And it's a funny thing because, not to get too arch about this, but there are a lot of people who will not do things because they're afraid of the repercussions of them. And the truth of the matter is that if you're afraid of the repercussions of acting silly or doing something silly, and you don't trust that person who obviously you're doing the silly thing for, you know, the birthday gift or whatever it is that person really your friend?
Right.
You know,
right. Why are they doing it? Is it a good reason, or is there an underlying something underneath it that they're saying that they're not saying?
Right, because you know, there are certain people who I would not be so silly with because I know that they would not take that well. That, you know, it's kind of like, and I hate to say this, but it's kind of like profanity, which I don't use a whole lot of because I'm a radio person and we can't use it on the air. So just in my regular life, I don't use a lot of profanity. But I do know those words. So sometimes I use them for a laugh because if I'm around somebody and they don't expect me to say it, I'll say a word that will, you know, be something that I normally would not say that they, and it gets a laugh because I don't say it all the time. And
right.
And the funny thing about that is, though, I know there are only certain people I can do that with. There are other people who I consider friends, but they're not that kind of friend. And they would not take me saying that stuff as... It's like telling a dirty joke, which we all have told dirty jokes. You can tell... I heard a lady say one time, she was telling kind of an off-color joke, and... She said, but this is not for mixed company. So that's what I kind of always think of it as. There are certain people you can do that with, and certain people you can't.
Yes, I love that. It's been in my desk drawer for 5 years. I tell you, when I open that up, when people say that their eyes almost popped out, that's what happened. I was just shocked. There's all this shallow. I can't read it. If I take a, you know, close look, I can actually make out who signed it. But it was just the whole thought behind it to to go out of their way to do this. So it was one of the kindest, nicest, funnest things I've ever received. So I hope you have a great day.
So do I. I hope. I'm so glad you're out there listening, and I'm so glad you called in. You have a great day.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you know the other part of that, and by the way, call in anytime. I love to hear stories like that. I love that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the part of that story that I really like is that they knew that this was something about the person, the yellow, and yet they planned that silliness specifically for that person. Because they knew that that would get them. And I think that's great. You know, you just have to trust in people sometimes. I think sometimes we're a little too PC, is what they call that, politically correct. And I'm not saying that we ever should use racial words. I'm not saying that we ever that kind of political correctness, I think, needs to be there. We do not need to have that. We do not need to say bad words about women. We do not need to say bad words about ethnicities. We do not need to say bad words about disabilities people might have. That's awful. And the political correctness there is very, very important. But you know what? Sometimes the other stuff, you know, you have to dust over that and just say, okay, you know, it was silly. It was goofy. It was what it was. Like an off-color joke. You know, I would never get on the air and tell an off-color joke, but I could tell you an off-color joke in private, and maybe it would make you laugh, and maybe it wouldn't, but, you know, I wouldn't do it with everybody, because sometimes it is interpreted the wrong way. But you've got to do things for people. You know, just because people are your friends, I don't think you should take that for granted. I think sometimes, not that you have to work to be somebody's friend, I don't think that's a good idea either, but I think that, you know, sometimes when you put the effort in, it means a little more. So there you go. 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour here on this, 37 minutes past the hour on this Getaway Friday. Okay, talked about the lottery and the burrito, so we've got that down. And we did the plug for tonight's show, and we'll plug that as the morning goes along more, because we do want people listening tonight to the Friday Night Live program, 8 to 10 right here on this station with Bailey Hunt. Going to have a great show tonight, there's no doubt in my mind. That's going to be a lot of fun. Don't know what the topic is yet. Might be line dancing at this point, from what I understand. Line dancing and septic pencils. Maybe the conversation du jour tonight on the Friday Night Live program. 8:10 to 10 p.m. right here on this particular station. Now, yesterday I got some feedback on something that happened on this show. Okay, let me give, and this is the last time I'm ever talking about this, but here's what happened. Yesterday I was talking about, I don't even remember how it came up, to be honest with you, but I was talking about, how did it come up? Anyway, I'll just give you the basic story of it. But I did get some emails about this, because, again, it was one of those things that stopped my attention for a moment. I was talking about how, you know, in the Facebook world, in the internet world, that sometimes I'll get emails and Facebook messages while I'm on the air, which I do quite a bit. And sometimes I'll have to stop to read those, and I'll have a pause, or I'll have a lack of something in my brain, just like earlier when I could not remember the phone number because I was reading somebody's message. Okay, well, yesterday I was talking about how, and I'm not going to use any names here, and I'm not going to use any names from yesterday, but I was talking about how way back last year, there was a morning where somebody sent me a picture on Facebook, and I think the whole purpose was to kind of throw me, because they knew I was live on the air, and people like to do that for some reason. They like to throw me, make me laugh, you know, something so the audience doesn't know what's going on. Anyway, so this happened last year, and they sent this picture, and it made me laugh, and okay, that was that. So I was talking about this yesterday, and while I was talking about this, somebody sent me a picture, and it made me laugh. And again, you know, I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's the shock value of it that it's like on your computer and you're on the air. I said like there. I sounded kind of like a valley person, like I live in the valley of California. I don't know why that is funny to me. I guess it's the fact that you don't expect to look over there and see that. And yesterday, I certainly didn't expect to look over there and see that because I was really just telling the story about why sometimes I laugh or stop talking when I'm on the air. So a lot of people asked why I laughed yesterday, what kind of picture I saw, that sort of thing. Well, here's the deal. I can't tell you because I'm not going to tell you who it was, and I'm not going to tell you what the picture was of because, you know, that's it wasn't for that. But it was funny. Let me put it that way. So that's what happened yesterday. It was just another goofy picture day. So, but again, that's fun in its own little way because I think people are being facetious. Is that a good word? Yeah, a little facetious. Okay. 740-383-9944. Have you ever had a moment where somebody made you laugh where you were not supposed to laugh? It's happened to me. It's hard to do, though, to be honest with you. It's not easy to throw me off the game with a picture because most pictures, you know, I'll say, oh, okay, that was interesting. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Okay. Well, I'm getting the word here. See, I just read another message. Can you tell I just read another message? Yeah, I bet you can. Here's the interesting thing. The person who sent... Well, there have been two pictures, let me put it that way, that have made me laugh. One was way back last year. I don't know when it was. November or December, something like that. And one was yesterday. Now, again, I'm not going to tell you what the picture was about because that's just, you know, you don't do that. But the person is telling me here on Facebook to say that I can say who sent the picture, I think is basically what's being said. But I'm leery to say that because I don't know if they're saying the original or the one, because I don't remember, honestly. I'd have to think about it. They'll have to send me a message. Tell me what you're saying about the picture, person over there. It's kind of interesting. And if I could tell you what the picture was, I would. Not that it's awful. And I certainly wouldn't, you know, it's not something I would put on Facebook. I wouldn't post it on a Facebook post. But it's just something you don't expect to see when you're sitting in a radio studio doing a radio show. Oh, okay, I got it. Okay, here's the... I didn't understand the first message, but now it's kind of coming out. So I can kind of tell this story. And maybe I'll tell it here in a second. And I'll kind of tell you... I'm not going to tell you what it was of, but I'll tell you why it was kind of funny. Okay. Okay, here we go. I can share who sent it and what it is. Okay. Oh, from yesterday. Okay. Well, here's the thing. Here's what was sent. The person who sent it yesterday... I think it was just, again, to make me laugh on the air. The person who sent it yesterday was Bailey, Bales. And she just told me I could say that, so I'm saying it. So she sent me the picture. Now, I don't know if I can say what it was of, though. She said I could say what it was of, but I don't really know if I can say what it was of. Because... I'll tell you what, it was a picture of her face. It was just a picture of her sitting at her computer desk and sticking her tongue out. So, you know, that's a funny picture. And that made me laugh. So there you go. And you don't expect to see that. But the picture thing, have you ever done that? Has anybody ever taken a funny picture and sent it to somebody now that we have the internet world trying to make them laugh? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour. And remember, I'm filling in for Charlie today from 10 till 12, so we'll probably get back into some Family Feud during that particular program, and maybe during the 12 o'clock show today as well, depending on how the morning goes. But that's what the picture thing was all about. It was from Bales, and it basically was just, she was sitting at a desk with her tongue out. And it was funny because you don't expect to see that. So there you go. That's what that was all about. Now, where else are we going? You know, a lot of people seem to be upset about this thing going on that was supposed to go on tonight. Let me see if I can pull up this email that I got. I believe it was yesterday. Okay. Why did Tracy Kinsler decide to prohibit a proactive activity that could help sports in the community? And I think they're talking about the, what do they call it? It was the thing that was supposed to go on tonight with the high schools, which now they have canceled. What was the event? Does anybody know the event tonight? I cannot remember what it was called. Something about lights. Does anybody remember what it was? It was basically people in vehicles. Does anybody know this story? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody remember there was supposed to be something in the community tonight with cars and lights, and it was canceled by the local health commissioner, I believe, and people are a little bit out of shape about this. I've seen more than one post about this, but if anybody would like to comment on this, give me a ring. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I don't know why this is causing such a stir, but obviously I've got emails about it, and I'm not sure why it's causing such a stir. Friday Night Lights, that's what it was called. But why is this causing such a stir? What is the big the lighting of the stadium by the seniors, but all the other schools did it on April 20th. It's canceled, but everybody's in their car. I don't know. I'm not sure the reason that Tracy gave for canceling this tonight. I'm sure she has some kind of reasoning behind it. I don't think, it looks like the reason is because it's against the stay-at-home order, she said. And it was for the seniors. Well, that is tricky. It's tough. I don't know. What does the stay-at-home order mean? Are they afraid people will get together and spread the virus? Is it because Marion's considered number one now because of the prison, which I'm not necessarily in favor of at this particular point? I don't know. Does anybody have an opinion on this? This apparently was the story that I was being given yesterday. 740-383-9944. Well, I know some people have opinions on this because I got an email about it. So this Friday Night Lights event will not be going on because of the stay-at-home order. I don't know. Maybe they can do it another day. I'm not sure what the fear was involved with that, if people are going to be in their cars. I say maybe it was a fear people would get out. I don't know. I'm not really versed in that one. I don't know a whole lot about it. I know that it's been done before, and I know everything else is getting canceled at this particular point, but it's hard to tell. People have their own reasoning for just about everything anymore. So it's unprecedented times. And I'm getting a word here from a person who does have a senior, and they said they really don't care that it's been canceled because they'll have a time to celebrate. And I think that's true. I do think if you have a senior, it's not like celebrations are not going to happen. I don't know where that idea came from, that all of a sudden we're just going to cancel everything and nothing's going to happen with these seniors. I think we're canceling everything while this pandemic's going on. I think that's what's happening. I think once the stay-at-home order is lifted a little bit, and I think once we are allowed to get together in larger groups, I think that these things will happen. And I know there'll be some kind of graduation ceremony. I know people are not going to dust that under the rug. And I know there are several ideas out there about even prom. You know, it's just going to be at a different time and maybe done in a different way. And maybe just not done exactly right now, and maybe that's what all this is about. But you know what, the weather is not great right now anyway, so maybe doing these things in May and June and possibly even maybe in July will end up being better. A lot of people say this is just something for people to complain about. I don't know. What's your feeling on it? We've got 10 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you think about this whole thing with the lights tonight? Friday night lights being postponed or canceled. Do you think it will be resurrected? Do you think it was the right decision to be made? I know that I don't think we should be taking the health commissioner to task over this. I don't understand that, I guess. I think they're doing the best job they can do with a really bad situation. Now, is every decision they make going to be the right one and make everybody happy? Probably not. But, you know, that's the position you're in. You know what? I'll tell you this, that if something bad happened at one of these events, I know everybody would complain and they'd say, why'd the health commissioner let that happen? I do know that, because that's just how people are. These are some really tough questions we're in right now. There are some sticky wickets going on, to be honest with you. We just have to be patient, though. And I know there's a lot of frustration. And I know this is what it is. We're all impatient. We're all a little pent up. I get it. But what do you think? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Let me know, and we will get into this. It's just, we'll all be patient, and these things will happen. Think of the celebrations we're going to have. I thought about this. Think of the celebrations that we are going to have when this finally is all over, because people will have been pent up so long, they will be so happy to do things that they haven't been able to do. And that's what will happen. So the weather also is driving people nuts. I know that. But life will go on. And again, before we wrap up this program this morning, and again, I'll be on with during the Charlie Evers show this morning, sitting in for Charlie. I do want to mention again, and again, things happen in a strange way sometime. And I just wanted to point this out because I did get questions about it. So I mentioned it in the first hour, and I want to mention it this hour. We have been doing the Paper Rings podcast here on this station, and it has been on Thursday nights, and it has been going out live over the air. And I think we just had some confusion yesterday. And heaven knows people get sick, and heaven knows things happen. So totally understandable. But I didn't think it was going to happen last night. And then yesterday, I was kind of informed that it was going to happen yesterday morning, so I promoted it, and then we learned that it wasn't going to happen at like 5:30 last night. So I didn't have a chance to come back and announce that it wasn't going to happen, and we got questions as to why it didn't happen last night, because people do like the show. I mean, that's nice that people like the show. So it just didn't happen, and I guess that's all I can say at this particular point. But I'm sure that'll be fixed. And, you know, it was the 10th episode, oddly enough. It would have been a reflection back on the 10 episodes that would have been, and maybe at some point we'll get around to doing that. But as I said, things happen, so it just has been one of those weeks, I guess. It's been one of those strange, offbeat weeks. And everything will paper itself over. Ah, paper rings. How about that? There's a tie-in there. So for those of you who missed it last night, you know, hold tight, and we'll see what happens with that for the time being. All right. Now, with the 5 minutes left to go, does anybody have anything to say about this whole Friday Night Lights thing? Maybe it's not as big a controversy as I thought it was. I know a lot of people seem to be bent out of shape about it, but a lot of people seem to be bent out of shape the other way about it, that maybe it's just people complaining. The celebrations are going to happen. So that's the way it goes, I guess, at this particular point. Now, I did get some questions submitted to me that people want to know the answers to that maybe I'll get to during Charlie's show. But I also am going to do some of the Family Feud during Charlie's show because we have not done that all week. Okay, we're getting a call here. Maybe this is something on what we've been talking about. Go ahead, caller.
I was just surprised that the Friday Night Lights went on in like schools in Franklin County, Licking County, and Madison County. And if Tracy's that concerned with people getting spreading it, why didn't she shut down the stores? I mean, people get out of their cars at the stores. This was just going to be a traffic jam around the schools, and they had that with the school lunch programs.
Well, here's what I think happened, and I can't speak for Tracy on this, but I think what happened was that you can't close the stores because people need food. And if you close the stores, there would be a panic. People would think it was the apocalypse, and that's a problem. And this is an event that is not a necessary function to have happen.
But she said it was because students would get out of the cars, and first of all, that hasn't been proven, and it didn't seem to be a problem in the other counties.
Right, but I think one of the problems that's going on in Marion right now, and it's been
Tracy. Is Tracy.
I can't say that, because she's been good to me. She's been good to me to come on this show, and she's answered every question I've had. But I think what is happening is she's under a lot of pressure because people are doing things right now directly in regard to Marion that I don't think are fair. Like the way we're reporting these numbers, that Marion is number one in the state now, but they don't ever tell you why we're number one in the state. They don't ever tell you that it's over 1,800 people in the prison that have it, and these are not residents of Marion County. So that we've only had one death. They don't ever tell you that. And that's
so part of that is that they've tested everybody at the prison. So your numbers, if you do the numbers, by definition, you're going to have a greater number of positives.
Right, but when you put that on the national news, on the BBC, they don't tell you that. They just say Marion, Ohio has one of the largest outbreaks of COVID-19 in the country. They don't tell
people
you.
People just don't do, they don't do their due diligence and fact check.
Right, so Tracy's under that pressure right now, and also under that pressure from the state of Ohio that now Marion is the number one county, when really we should not be, because it's not like the prisoners are residents. They don't get their mail here. So there's that going
on.
Huh?
They get it at the prison, but
it's not. They would not give their current address.
No.
So I don't know by what metric they're considered residents of Marion. And then the other thing is this horrible John McDaniel story that's been going on, which had gotten national attention now because of these Facebook posts that he wrote before he went into the hospital and eventually passed away, the only person in Marion from COVID-19. And you know what? Maybe he did write these posts. But his family is still here, and at that time we all had a little different attitude about COVID-19. But every news station, certainly in Ohio and beyond, has found great pleasure in picking up this story within a week of the man's death and running with it. And I'm sure Tracy and the people here have had to deal with that. So it's been a rough week for them. And I think at this point, they are not taking any chances of any more bad press at this time.
Yeah, you do feel badly for the survivors of McDaniel, but I don't know that I feel sorry for Tracy, because I'm thinking there's more important things. That, like I said, other counties did it, other schools did it, why not Marion?
Well, like I said, I think because we're under a tremendous amount of pressure right now, and I also think we can do this. I don't know why this can't be done after May the 1st. If the stay-at-home order is lifted, why not do it after May the 1st? The weather will be better anyway. Why are people... You know, it's funny to me, honestly, that, you know, we're not going to close the grocery stores because people would flip out. But we have adjusted the hours. We've adjusted the hours at Walmart. We've adjusted the hours at Meijer. They're no longer 24-hour stores right now. Now,
or even the drugstores are adjusted.
Right, and you can't get a haircut right now. Now, I've never been in a hair salon where there were more than 20 people in there at any given time. Now, nobody's yelling that we should open the hair salons back up right now because we all understand we're in a particularly odd time. But when it comes to this, people are getting offended because they think we've taken away something from the seniors. We're not, I don't think anybody's saying we're never going to do this. I think we're just saying we're not going to do it tonight.
Yeah, the hair salons, the chairs are usually 6 feet apart, so that part's taken care of, but masks could be required.
But can you imagine, and I'm not saying it would have happened, but can you imagine, with all the bad press that we've gotten in the last week, in now what is considered the worst county in Ohio for COVID-19, can you imagine if those seniors who have not seen each other since school broke up back on March the 13th, can you imagine if they did get out of their cars tonight? Can you imagine that if one of them had it? Can you imagine if they made all those other kids sick? I'm not saying it would happen. But can you imagine if that happened? Now, would everybody then be saying Tracy's wrong?
Possibly.
I don't know. I think...
Well, in Pickaway County, where there's another prison, they moved up to number two.
Right, and I think it's just unfortunate that... Yeah, I don't know. Did the schools think it was a wise thing to do? Did they have a meeting with Tracy? Was there... some kind of, because I don't hear a lot of people at the school complaining. I hear some seniors complaining, but I don't hear the school officials jumping up and down.
Yeah, I think the school participation was just to turn the lights on for 20 minutes and 20 seconds. And what went on outside of the stadiums was up to individuals. So the schools took no part in pro or con.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. Maybe we'll talk more about this as the morning goes on. We're out of the time here. Thank you. You know, and you have to draw your own conclusions. Nobody's wrong in this. We're all feeling our way through it. I'm done for this program. I'll be back in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned.
Well, they're not as exciting as everybody may. Or wait till you get residuals. I didn't see that. I got a residual for 3 cents.
Jeez.
And one for 9 cents. And I took them to the bank.
It's WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, and clicking like for exclusive content. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road, number 740-225-4495.